So for the sake of all sentient beings who fill the limited space, then we have to attain the state of unsurpassable enlightenment. And for doing so, then we have to develop the commitment, which is to strive for that goal with enthusiasm by studying, reflecting, and meditating on the true Dharma. And with this intention in mind, with this intention, the prime intention, which is called bodhicitta, from which he requests that we may listen to him. So for the attainment, or for really being able to attain this goal of supreme, unsurpassable enlightenment, one needs instructions. One needs two types of instructions. One type of instructions being the advices to, like, how one is able to stop or to cut, or to avoid the extreme of worldly existence, and the other instruction is how to avoid the extreme of mere peaceful abiding. And from those two types of instructions, the instruction of contemplation of loving kindness and compassion is actually the one who is making us able to avoid the extreme of peaceful abiding. So what is loving kindness? What is a mind which is filled with loving kindness? It is a mind that wishes that all sentient beings, like focusing on all sentient beings and thinking, why it is not possible? Why shouldn't it be possible that all sentient beings meet actually supreme joy and happiness and the cause of happiness as well? And furthermore, then that mind or that attitude which thinks that may all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering, that is called compassion. So since the practice of loving kindness and compassion, those two, is extremely important, Rinpoche says he will give the long day transmission of the chapters of loving kindness and compassion from the Jewel on the Ornamental Liberation, and then we meditate a little bit and also give a little bit instructions on it. So when actually Rinpoche is giving the long, then what is your duty? Except of just listening, then she says it's also good to visualize in front of oneself in the space all bodhisattvas and buddhas and bodhisattvas assembled, and then thinking that one then concerne lung tapatau, that one has actually one makes the kind of aspiration, or one fills oneself with a conviction that one has obtained this lung from all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of oneself in this space. That will be very beneficial. So while one is then receiving this long and one is hearing one pointedly, one is listening one pointedly to the sound, then one visualizes all these bodhisattvas and buddhas in front of oneself in the space, and then also they are radiating light. From the bodies of the buddhas and bodhisattvas, light is radiating from, in particular, the three places of body, speech, and mind. Then light is radiating, and merging into our own body, speech, and mind. In that way, clearing away all obstacles and obscuration and defilements of our own body, speech, and mind, and making the blessing or inspiration enter our own mind.
Kirtan chunyin batang long kyob kapso lama tenye tenye sanje tan jamba yang la sopa la gom kuyo te sanje tan jamba yang la sopa sinam jo kche do tenye lama sanje do gom batang jamba yang do gom batang ten de kapso sabat tenye je nyinji tere ten du jitre sabat la gom ne ya po yung kre. Papa Genese, come, young Yabu. Papa Genese, something in
the Sanju 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 Sanju
Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju Sanju.
So this being the basic background visualization or setup of when one is receiving a loan, Namrishi says in general it is like when one is receiving teaching, Dharma teaching, then it is advised that one should, during the teaching, one should visualize one's teacher as the Smanyushri, the embodiment of intelligence itself. So that will for this reason, if one does like this, then the inspiration will be much stronger. And so, in particular, now since this is the chapter of loving kindness and compassion, then one could also, Rinpoche says, like think of the teacher as the being like Maitreya, which is the loving one, or Chinrezi. So visualizing the guru who is giving the long as Maitreya or Chinrezi would be also very beneficial for the receiving the long on loving kindness and compassion.
Then long ni be ka tu long be se ke ja dang te la na ba na ki te de na ba wang bo te de sem yin la ma yin bar zo go re sem yin la ma yin na ting yin zeng yang chu ni ba dang ting yin zeng gong ba nyang bo yong re.
While receiving the long, what one has to do is to listen one pointedly, to means like focusing one's ear consciousness one pointedly on the sound of the teacher's voice, and without being distracted to anything else around. So in this way, then, while one is receiving the lung, one is also accomplishing samadhi.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Tane jeva devala jabenye bhutambadani jekoma jebre zade tele jeva devala jeva jezavane dani yambaji namile deva tobar doje simjela jeva me be
kangilo.
Oh yeah.
Jumden Dune Dajan Subjundar Sonya Dilu Jasetu, Jota Jotan Juni Jinja Dalu Messen Jambi Yangan, O Arabata Nade Tamang Dara Chetin Chujin Jinra Wesley, Dalu the Moment Barabsan, Katan Tenju Yunlo Dubai, Lodu Boba Nawazar Do So. Oh, yeah.
This Sampa the Niji level tongue, Jamianga Turbo level, the long don't see by.
Rinpoche has now finished giving the lung for the chapters of loving kindness and compassion, together with the lung for the Manjushri prayer.
Tene pena ninge ta samba de ninge ni la tene semjin chang la me pe samba da ninge dang chu le me pe samba da ninge dang me pa me pe samba de ninge ninge de sun ne ba de.
So those the meditation on loving kindness and compassion was presented as having three kinds each, So we have one type of loving kindness and compassion focusing on sentient beings. We have one type of loving kindness which focuses on the characteristic of sentient beings, and we have another type of loving kindness and compassion which is non-referential without focus. So although we have this threefold division in both the chapter on loving kindness as well as in the chapter of compassion, so Ramji will give the explanation on this division with regard to the chapter on compassion. So then the first type of compassion is the compassion focusing on sentient beings. That means one focuses on all sentient beings, considering that under the influence of the mistaken belief in their existence of a personal ego or self and an entity in general, then through this mistaken belief, all those sentient beings are suffering-stricken, and then one has the various kinds of sufferings, and one has the wish or develops the mental attitude that all those sentient beings may be free of this suffering and the cause of this suffering. So if like this, while meditating on some compassion, one focuses on compassion in the way that all sentient beings are suffering stricken because they are ignorant about that there is no self, and understanding that ignorance is the cause of suffering, and focusing with compassion on sentient beings having this kind of suffering, then together with compassion, there is also the seed of understanding what would be the way for liberation. The way to liberation is then to remove this, the cause of suffering, the ignorance. And so if one applies the meditation this way, then we have both the compassion and the seed for the path to liberation in the same meditation. So then, if one wonders why clinging to the existence of a personal self is then the cause of suffering, one has to consider that it is through the idea of a personal self, or ego, as really being really existent, that one is involved in the reaction pattern of aversion and attachment. So towards objects which appear to oneself as pleasant, one is attached, and towards other objects which appear as unpleasant, one develops aversion. So this goes back to the idea of the existence of a personal self. And once the aversion and attachment has taken place, then it is through aversion and attachment that one is then again involved in unvirtuous, various kinds of unvirtuous action which serve as a direct cause for suffering.
Tempo ཁྱི Te tam che tanzin le tro na che manong sa me gom na tene chule me kwenye ki sikri.
So the second type of compassion is then the compassion focusing us on the central characteristics of sentient beings. Explaining this with the with an example, then it is understanding that the reflection of a moon in water is not something stable. It is through the water being moved, the reflection itself is shaky and is changing and transforming in any second. And so likewise, all the sentient beings are of not a permanent nature. They're not permanent at all, but they are transforming any moment, and they're completely impermanent and unstable. And it is only, it's merely through not knowing this, not recognizing this constant change, transformation, that sentient beings cling to the permanence of themselves, and through the clinging to permanence they have suffering. So the second type of compassion then consists of the wish that one thinks, but may all sentient beings be freed from the suffering caused due to the mistaken belief in the permanence of themselves. Why it is called Chula Mikpe Nyingje, so we all know this word now in Tibetan, or the compassion focusing on the quality, it is because what is the Cho Chen, that which has the quality, the carrier of the quality, this is a sentient being, or all sentient beings are those carriers of that quality. And what is that quality? The quality is being impermanent. So the impermanence is the quality that sentient beings are endowed with. So focusing on that quality sentient beings are endowed with, the impermanence, then this second type of compassion is called likewise the compassion focusing on essential quality of sentient beings.
Tene semche matapa la ya rakpa matapa ta trava matapa ni re rakpa matapa se chite lower to tata devo yo lower to na na ya rakpa matapa re hien ro wa te ya te tanda ma chi che so na te ya rakpa matapa te to le la won tong le la wo yo re rakpa matapa tene trava matapa te to ka le kha bo re ke che ge ni kwa ra chi
So talking about impermanence, actually, so there are two types of impermanence, cause type, cause impermanence, and subtle impermanence. So we all know this now from the chapters, but when she says then is the cause impermanence is then focusing on that sentient beings have feelings of pleasure and feelings of suffering, unhappiness, so pleasure changes in unhappiness and so on. So this is cause impermanence, something which is visible directly. Also that a sentient being in itself is impermanent. Some person dies, we witness a death of somebody, so this is cause impermanence. Then the less obvious type of impermanence, the subtle impermanence, is then the momentary impermanence. So understanding that in any moment, not even in a moment, there is an essential being abides in a certain way. It is constant transformance, like understanding that the sound of a finger snap even does not abide for even 1 second. So this is focusing on the subtle impermanence of essential being.
Gombo Lodrupji, Jeva Hipe and Jigba Hi. Jigba khipe mata hi, mata nye lan jo khipe tambe cho jang togwan jo sumpare. Te to na kare se na, jeva khipe se jito jo jen ten re cho zang je jeva, je sur te, ya puji hi na,
So there is a quotation, a famous quotation from Nagarjuna in the 60 stanzas on emptiness, 60 verses, 60 types of logical reasonings, and there he says, through knowing the arising, then we know the cessation. Through knowing the cessation, then through knowing the cessation, then one knows that there is impermanence. And if one enters into the understanding of impermanence, then one will understand the true Dharma, or the real, the genuine reality. And this is then, if one explains this, and she says, one has to apply that on a momentary nature of phenomena. So moment by moment, very subtle impermanence. So if one knows that something came into existence, one knows the arisal of something in one instant, then by this automatic one knows it will be impermanent. It will be, it has to cease. It will not be able to stay for the next instant. It has to cease again. So knowing then the cessation of that phenomenon that arose for in one moment, then one understands the impermanence, and this is then entering the true understanding. So if one thinks about the impermanence of sentient beings, then you have two types of, there's two aspects of sentient beings which are impermanent. Briefly, there is the mind of sentient beings is impermanent, and the body of sentient beings is impermanent. So being like this, then there is then understanding that, like analyzing that in the way described, that by arising and knowing the arising, then through the arising, knowing the cessation of any moment, and through knowing the cessation of anything in any moment, then there is no, is impermanence, and then really understanding the subtle impermanence in the way that even the sound of a finger snap is not able to stay for one instant, so it's constant change, then one finds that, like, in a very subtle analysis, that one can divide those instants limitlessly. One can analyze them to a limitless small instant of time, and one will find there is nothing really what one can point to still, one can refer to as really existent. So in understanding impermanence, then in that very, very subtle way, then one will find there in the subtle way, impermanence doesn't exist either. There is nothing really existing as such. So then, understanding the impermanence of sentient beings in body and mind, in this very, very subtle way, one finds that the very nature of sentient beings is emptiness. So in this way then, although the sentient beings with regard to their, the way they appear, in their mode of appearance, they are impermanent, they show impermanence, with regard to their very nature, there are beyond impermanence, there is emptiness. So in the Buddhist tradition we have this contemplation on impermanence. The contemplation of impermanence is presented in the way that we first contemplate on the cause impermanence, the visible obvious impermanence, and secondly we proceed to the subtle type of impermanence, and then understanding it now in this way, then it leads to the understanding that finally the nature of phenomena is beyond impermanence, it's emptiness. So the contemplation of impermanence is something that it is in itself a path which leads to the understanding of the ultimate truth of that phenomena are beyond impermanence and empty in nature. If, on the other hand, the meditation or contemplation of impermanence would not point to this ultimate nature of phenomena, then it would just be like considering the relative type of impermanence, then the whole contemplation of impermanence would just serve for us as something to frighten us. Eh? It will just create fear and terror of constant impermanence and would have no lasting value in terms of understanding of ultimate
truth.
So then there is a quotation from the great master of yogis Milarepa saying that understanding that understanding that the mind is unborn did not have any true arising, that the mind did not have any true arising, one understands that the mind is without death or cessation. And understanding this again, then this frees oneself from the concepts of our birth and death. So in that sense, So first then we contemplate impermanence, then we start out with the cause type of impermanence, and the reason to do so is then to remedy our belief in existence of ego or self, so the cause type of impermanence will make us frightened. So so what does it frighten? It frightens actually our ego clinging. So we start out with contemplating cause type of impermanence to cause a certain fear in ourselves, so frightening our ego clinging, and then we proceed to a more subtle type of impermanence, and finally then we have to carry this meditation contemplation of impermanence through until the understanding of emptiness, which is beyond impermanence. Through the contemplation of impermanence, we get frightened. We have fear. Then, what is frightened is actually our ego clinging. That's very good, because this ego clinging is that which causes us all this trouble. So we should make it frightened.
Sometimes, dungan chuma kapso ya danzin chula.
There's the instruction, also the oral instruction, that once a while one has great difficulties, one is suffering, stricken, and then one should think that actually, what has the suffering is this ego clinging. So one develops the idea and say, oh well, that's fantastic. It's a very good coincidence. So you suffer in clinging, you actually need this. You need this difficulty. So thinking in this way, then rejoicing in that the suffering, the ego clinging really got what it need. The suffering, then this is one advice in the oral transmission.
Then the ninja somba te mimi ji ninja re. Mimi ji ninja si ju te. Mimi ji ninja che wa la. Rang tumba ninja tong to kare. Tong ninja tong ma to na. Mimi ji ninja che to yu mara.
So then we have the third type of compassion left, which is called by name the one which is without reference or without focus. And she says to give rise to that third type of compassion, one has to realize the emptiness, the natural emptiness of phenomena. So when unless one has realized this natural emptiness of phenomena, then one will not be able to give rise to this third type of compassion.
Pena chui nanga davate yover rangin yover rangin rangin re yover rangin yimba amaze dab chunanga davate dab rangin de traba me ba rangin de tongba yimba te yendo
So then, again explaining that with the example of the reflection of moon and water. And first we have this related to the image of the moon and the water being constantly changing due to the water being not stable. And so then understanding that on top of being constantly changing, having no appearance at all, then on top of that one understands that the reflection of the moon is not true. It is just a reflection, so it has no true existence. So understanding that there is no true existence in phenomena, then which is the understanding of a natural emptiness of phenomena, although they appear, then one has naturally compassion towards all sentient beings that are involved in suffering by believing in the reality of phenomena. So if there is a direct experience, a direct realization of emptiness, then in this moment also the non-referential compassion is born. Why is this called the compassion without reference? It's because when one has understood, realized directly emptiness, then one has no longer any point of reference, as there is existence or non-existence, the having real objects or the absence of real objects. So nothing of this exists anymore. There is no point of reference in terms of the extremes of existence, non-existence, and so on. So for that reason, it's called the non-referential type of compassion. So, this it has been expressed in the Mahamudra prayer by the third Karma Parangsong Dorje, where it is then. So, in that very moment when the unbearable compassion, which has overwhelming unbearable compassion, is not obstructed in any way, then at this very moment, then at this very moment, then understanding that without the compassion being obstructed in any way, that the it is empty of nature, then the realization of the emptiness of this compassion is arising nakedly, and may I be able to meditate on the day and night on this supreme path, which is without any kind possibility of being misled or error.
The Nerang Tonying went from the top of the same thing, the seven Ninji Chimbo, the Miji Ninji Jigre. Jevi Jumsen Carres and a Rang Tong by Ninji Tong went from the top, the Ni Dong Nang Nanga Shava Tamba Deva Tamba Topa Capso, the Ni Sim Jinja Namji Donga De Triple Donga in Banguso, Yamun Chimbo Yore, Sim Jin Nam. Triple Wanga Dunga, Songwa Latin, Songwa Tote, the Nisimji Nala, Zemiti Niji.
So you said that this type of compassion arises naturally in the moment when emptiness is realized, and it is because when one realizes emptiness, then at this moment all the problems for oneself are eliminated, and one obtains the true inner peace and happiness. And having obtained this blissful state without any problem for oneself, one realizes clearly, one can see very clearly that what is problem to sentient beings, it is just merely to ignorance, due to not understanding. And so for that reason, one develops, it is a spontaneous compassion taking place in this moment.
So,
and when this happens, it is that although there is unbearable, overwhelming compassion taking place, through this unbearable compassion, the intelligence that understands emptiness, the wisdom, is not obstructed, and although the wisdom understanding emptiness is arising nakedly, still the compassion, the overwhelming, unbearable compassion is not stopped or ceased in any way. So this, when one has the prayer that one may proceed or meditate on this path of the unification or the simultaneity of compassion and wisdom, this path which is without error, when one wishes not to be separated day and night from this supreme path.
Then the second rank locked at the Sena, Tony Ninji Yemite,
In terms of the Mahamudra tradition, then in this context of explanation, then it is like focusing on sentient beings, and while then this while the compassion arises is understanding that that the essence of the compassion, the very essence of compassion, is clarity and emptiness. So being able to rest in the clear, empty nature of that compassion is then the unification of compassion and wisdom in the Mahamudra
division.
Swami just now has given a short explanation of the three types of compassion. So now we should meditate a little bit on these three types of compassion. So now we have a holiday from the
Seva Maravandi. Seva Sala Guru Dojo. Lotokava. Lotokava.
So this is tomorrow's holiday. We have no organized group for like going on pilgrimage, but it is okay. People like to go, and they have many places to one can visit, one can pay one's respect to, or one can use as object for pilgrimage, like the different monasteries and temples and so on. And then furthermore, there can also a group can go to the place where the Buddha meditated or had his 6 years of hardship, and to the one graveyard there near this called Silvatsal, near the two mountains and so on.
Silvatsal, Master, Silvatsal, Loduka.
Loduka. Oh, Jusam. Loduk Kavatsam.
Loduk Kavatsam. Silvatsal, like Jesus, Group Zone.
Oh, yeah, which is okay.
Not so.
Later on,
we will. Tani,
Maro, the six year hardship place is very near, so. One can just walk from here. So the other one, we will later cover in the pilgrimage group. So we go all together to this graveyard.
Some
Jesus, so he has heard that you're doing very well in the different classes, maybe Sherab Nangwa, Rikti Tulji Demik, or Dudon, or whatever. And so then Rumchi says, then as a common Dharma event for all of us, then he will explain then in the following days some parts from this book by Maitreya, this text, Yuta Namche, and in which he will explain the 10 types of suchness or badness. Somebody is very pleased because he heard from the various teachers that the students in the classes, they have a lot of diligence and confidence and intelligence, so he's very happy about that. So then, explaining in the following days the 10 types of badness, however we call this, Dekonaniya, then she says, so then this chapter is particularly very profound, and so we have also a chance to, apart from the different classes, then have one common Dharma study for all of us, we can listen together. So she says, so maybe better to do that in the morning. And so we suggest that then the next week, in the morning from 8:30 for 1 hour about, and then which you will explain then the different types of badness gradually, and then after this lesson here together, then everybody can disappear in the different classes. So since not for everybody it is possible to study this those 10 types of badness just right away based on the commentary, it would be difficult to understand, so she suggests that first of all you learn the root verses related to these 10 points, and Michel is then from 8 o'clock onwards explaining the respective verse, like word by word, so